My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to Our Papa on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello and welcome to our show today. In March, the Congressional Budget Office, or the CBO, released its long-term budget outlook, and that projects our nation's fiscal and economic future for the next three decades. This extended baseline does paint a troubling picture. That's no surprise to us, but even with their optimistic views, it is somewhat troubling. And with the help of the March 20th Committee for Responsible Federal Budget Analysis, today we're going to discuss some of the findings on this report during our show. Particularly, we want you to be thinking how this information may impact your finances as you plan for retirement. So I hope you'll stay with us today as we work through the CBO's long-term outlook. But let's bring in Tony Shore. Tony, a very familiar topic today, continued to keep the focus on the national debt and what it means to retirement savers. You know, the spending habits of the politicians in Washington, D.C. Never cease to amaze us. So a lot to talk about. And once again, Tony, thanks for being on our show.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's always a great, great time on the show. It's great to be a part of your show. I know you work really hard to bring important information to our listeners out there, and it goes without saying, this information is important for everyone who wants to get the most out of their retirement savings, which I think we all do. So you want to protect assets from the very real possibility that taxes will go up to pay for the federal budget deficits, which we have, and that has to be a part of your retirement planning discussion. I think a lot of people overlook, like, why, Mike, do you constantly talk about the national debt? But it does affect us, and it will affect us in the future, probably throughout our retirement, because the government has to pay for these things. They can only kick the can down the road so far. And as the budget deficit rises and spending increases, they have to raise taxes, and it affects the economy too, doesn't it?
You're so right, Tony. You know, there's no other way for them to address these issues long term. We're going to talk about that a little bit, during the show today, specifically the government's options. But, you know, me myself, I can't imagine going into retirement with a budget or with a spending plan, and then learn that tax rates go up by some significant percentage, and within my budget, I have no margin to offset that. And that's going to really crimp retirement for most Americans who are unprepared for what might be coming down the road. You know, everyone by now should know that we've been living in a time period here in the United States with historically low federal income tax rates. You know, and our country really can't afford that. And so the government has simply borrowed to keep things rolling along. And they've been doing that for the last 40, 50 years now, you know, spending more than they take in tax revenues. And that's how this massive federal debt, you know, has accumulated. That federal debt now exceeds $34 trillion, and something, you know, has to give. And I want our listeners to be prepared for that day when federal tax rates go up. And I want them to have margin in their retirement income plan and not let this, dampen the dreams that they have and that they've worked hard to save for. So it's a real issue, and we continue to talk about it here on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber because we believe this is probably one of the two top issues financially for retirees.
Well, and you've constantly encouraged your clients and your listeners to prepare for higher income taxes and ways to minimize that tax burden. And I know the information you're going to review today doesn't change that. It reinforces the need to prepare now for the impact that the debt and deficit will have on Americans' finances in years to come. And with retirees encouraged to plan for 25 to 30 years of retirement, the prospect of somebody's retirement being impacted, it shouldn't be discounted. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah, very, very likely, Tony. And it's best to be prepared. And if it comes in with government adjustments less than we thought, hey, we're all the better for that. But right, you are 20 to 35 years, and we need to have contingencies in our plan. So let's look at some of the bullet points released by the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget as they did their analysis of the Congressional Budget Office's long-term outlook. Now, these are estimates from the CBO. It's what they believe will happen if no other action is taken. And obviously, neither nor the CBO can actually definitively predict what the future holds, you know, what Congress may or may not do, you know, in particular measures. But in the meantime, we need to understand this information and look at how it might impact our future. So, you know, there's some forward-looking statements here. We want to acknowledge that. But let's take a closer look at the CRFB's analysis. The first bullet point is this: debt will surge past record levels as a share of our economy. The federal debt held by the public will rise from about 97% as it was in 2023 to a record of 166% of GDP by 2054. Now, that's just 30 years. And that's well within many current retirees' lifetimes. It's well within a lot of people who are within that 10-15 year window and are saving for retirement. So this is real information that is going to impact a wide swath of American retirees and retirement savers. The next bullet point from the report: deficits will continue to grow rapidly. Currently 5.6% of the GDP, that's gross domestic product, in 2024, rising to 8.5% of GDP in 2054. This means the deficit will be more than twice the 50-year historical average. And I think that's just incredible. That will be higher than any time in modern history, with the exception of World War II, the Great Recession, and a little time there during the pandemic.
Wow.
Third point, spending rates will continue to accelerate. I mean, the amount of money the government is spending every year is going to continue to go one way, and that's up. And this leads to potential trouble for the major trust funds. The Highway Trust Fund is projected to run out of funds by 2028. Social Security Old Age Survivor Insurance Trust Fund will exhaust its reserves by 2033. And on a combined basis, the Social Security Retirement and Disability Trust Fund will be insolvent by 2034. That's just 10 years from right now.
Wow.
This doesn't mean, though, that these programs are going to cease to exist. It simply means that the balances, the reserves in these accounts will have been depleted. And what they're able to do at that time, the benefits that they'll be able to provide, will be relying solely on the incoming revenue into the government at that time. And if we consider the number of baby boomers who are retiring every day right now, about 12,000 per day, that means that there are fewer people paying in to support funding of these programs. So just a little bit of math, it's pretty easy to compute that there's a severe strain on these programs. And as we've said, you know, something eventually has to give. And retirees and retirement savers, we want you to be prepared for the likely actions taken by our federal government to address these issues.
Well, Mike, you're not really painting a rosy picture of our future here, but the good news is there is still time for Americans to prepare And I think listeners, if you have not yet addressed the issues that Mike's talking about today within your own retirement plan, you should call him. Mike, I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give you a call. You want a trusted financial professional. Have a conversation with Mike. Mike, I know you're eager to hear and talk to our listeners, help them out. The number is 812-787-0809. I'll give that number again. It's 812-787-0809 to schedule a complimentary, no obligation conversation with Mike. And Mike, what's next on the CRFB analysis, I should say, of the Budget Office Outlook?
Well, Tony, you know, they conclude their report, you know, looking at these, you know, 30-year projections, and they do state that, you know, the lawmakers last year did enact some significant debt reductions. You know, they changed some spending habits last year. And we had a pretty good year economically, you know, in our country, and the demographic news was pretty good. But despite, you know, having a pretty good year, these 30-year projections show that the long-term outlook remains unsustainable, and therein, you know, lies the issue. Under current law, the Congressional Budget Office predicts that federal debt levels will continue to rise, and they will reach a level that is twice the pre-pandemic level, and eventually will be 3.4 times higher than the historical average. And, wow, and those are just really big numbers. And here's the problem. We have to pay the debt, and we're, you know, have to pay the interest, you know, on the debt each year. And these interest costs to support these levels of debt are going to reach 8.5% of gross domestic product by 2054. And here's the real world impact, you know, of that much interest. That will become the single largest item in the federal budget by 2051. And we've already said that like the consequence of this is that these major trust funds are going to run out of reserves just in these next 11 years. And that's well within, you know, my life expectancy and probably most people who listen to our show. So, you know, these are things that are going to happen, you know, in our futures. And again, we think it's important to bring this information to our listeners. As the Congressional Budget Office continues in the report, you know, they explain that the high debt and the continued high deficits, you know, each year can carry a significant risk and threats to the broader budget and to our overall economy here, you know, in the United States. They say that high and rising debt hinders economic growth, and it does that by competing for dollars, and that crowds out investments that can be made in our economy. It pushes up and holds interest rates higher than what they might be without this debt. And as we've said, it strains the federal budget even more. Whenever they're spending more money to pay interest than they are on anything else, like government or Medicare, that's the eventuality. It creates a lot of challenges. And then it creates challenges around the world. You know, there's the geopolitical issues that come from us having these extreme levels of debt. And then, you know, we know that bad things come along and bad things happen, like the pandemic a few years ago. And the government being in cash-strapped positions, you know, that limits their ability to respond to new emergencies, and it makes it far more challenging for them to, you know, get money out to the public like they did during the pandemic. And the long-term consequences burden future generations. You know, I know that many of the younger age Americans have some doubt as to, you know, the American dream, and it being within their grasp, and it's all because of the financial challenges that they see, and that's all brought about by these debt and deficit levels. And we've mentioned the unfunded liability numbers, you know, many times in our show here as well. And you know, the long term problem is that all of this can create a financial crisis, and we certainly don't want to see that, but it is a possibility. But again, all the more reason that every American should be taking steps now, not next year, but now, to arrange their finances so that any tax increases will have a minimal effect on their spendable income. And we've said this, and Maya McGinnis and others who've appeared on our show have said the same thing, that, you know, the government really only has two ways to respond when they decide to respond. And one is to pull the lever on raising revenues. And that means increasing the amount that they receive in taxes from American individuals and American businesses. We're starting to see more of those, I think, as the politicians and the media continue to shed light on this issue.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you mentioned one of those trial balloons recently, Mike. It involved the proposal to change the full retirement age for Social Security recipients. It's ironic that they can't cut government spending, but yet maybe they can try to cut our benefits. And they've floated that balloon a bit. And if they, you know, maybe change the full retirement age, you know, I think that's, anyone under the age of 59 could find their full retirement age increased, right?
Yeah. That's the trial balloon that we're kind of watching right now. There was some discussion about anyone under the age of 59 having their full retirement age pushed out. You know, we've had that happen once before. You know, back when Reagan was president, they worked on the Social Security issue. And, you know, my retirement age went from 65 for full retirement benefits from Social Security up to 66 in 10 months. And you know, I was, you know, in my 30s back then, late 20s, early 30s, and I had a lot of time to prepare. Well, now they're saying, you know, if you're 59 or if you're under 59, they may push that out. And that's maybe a 10-year window. So not as much time to make up and to adjust the plan. So, yeah, that's one of the trial balloons circulating right now, and there will be more. I think there's a lot of focus as well on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or we know that as the Trump tax cuts. And those are slated to expire at the end of 2025. And you know, it was thought and campaigned on by the current administration that anyone making under $400,000 a year would not have their taxes go up. But if Congress doesn't act and if the president doesn't sign an extension, when these Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, when that provision sunsets is the term that they use, whenever it reverts back to what it was in 2017, all of us will have some tax increases. Again, that would be without some real action taking place. But with the outlook for social programs being as we've described, I understand why they're maybe not acting on that as quickly as we thought that they might. But I believe we're going to see some legislative action, not just in this area, but in many other areas of you know, government spending and budgets and programs coming in the not too distant future, Tony.
Yeah. Well, and you call that legislative risk, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Changes to the laws in our country are at risk that, again, retirees need to be monitoring this, right?
That's right. You know, there's the old saying, the future belongs to those who prepare for it. And one of the ways I think that you prepare for the future is understanding, you know, what's happening in Washington, D.C., understanding the impact of proposed legislation. And we don't have to wait until Congress actually passes some legislation. You know, with this debt issue, I think most people believe things can't continue as they are. There'll be some legislation coming, and we can go ahead today and begin shoring up the financials in all of our households and being ready for that. And, you know, now's the time to take action. And, you know, with this, strategies that we might want to use, you know, it's usually not a one and done transaction. It might take a few years or longer to fully implement. So waiting might mean that certain strategies will be less effective. But, you know, ultimately the bottom line is we don't want you paying more in federal income tax than what we have to pay. And we do have some options to do some planning, and we would encourage you all to do that. But let's take all this information today, Tony, and let's try and put a lighter side onto it, a little spin. You know, concerns over higher tax rates isn't just a modern day concern. Back in the 60s, those four guys from Liverpool, England, they had a song about the tax man.
Right.
And I'd like to just play that for our listeners today as we begin to close out the show.
One for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained here and is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.